Chiropractors International was it's a women's organisation, and it was actually founded in California, Oakland, California, in 1922 by 80 businesswomen who wanted to come together to support each other. And in fact, their first campaign was to save the redwood forests of California, which they did by getting local support and legal aid. And now areas of the redwoods in California are areas of conservation, and they're the same areas that they campaigned for in 1921. So Soroptimus International, there are 72,000 members worldwide, over 121 countries. And there are 15 clubs in Ireland at the moment.
Okay, fantastic stuff. And can you tell me about Soroptimus International's involvement with this campaign? It emanates from the UN. Can you tell me about the involvement of the campaign, and I guess why a campaign like this is needed?
The UN in 2008, they developed this campaign to raise global awareness of violence against women and campaign for elimination of that violence. Soroptimus, as a women's group, I suppose our motto is to empower, enable and educate women, and we feel we need to bring these issues to the fore to enable women and girls to live safely within their communities. Orange the World is a global campaign, and over the years there have been many iconic buildings that have been lit up in orange to support the campaign. For example, the Opera House in Sydney, the Empire State Building, European Parliament, and our own Clare County Council offices last year, and that will happen again this year. So this year we decided to, as an Irish association, to work together, and we are working with communities and businesses here in Ennis, in which we will place high heel shoes in windows with some of our posters, and also with posters highlighting the message and the number of women's aid to help women to seek out support and help with domestic abuse.
It's great to see boutiques in town and businesses, local businesses, rowing in behind a campaign like this, because it is so, so important.
Yeah. Well, orange is the colour because it is a colour of hope and a colour of survival. And we have chosen a shoe as our symbol because it is something that women identify with. Very often it is just looked on as a fashion item, but it also serves as a means of oppression and a means of control. And in many, many cases, sadly, looking at a single shoe empty, it is evidence of a life lost due to violence against women.
Very powerful image.
Absolutely.
As part of this as well, you're supporting the 24-hour National Domestic Abuse Helpline as well.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's very important. We have cards and we have posters so that that number is out there. And it is very evident, and we're highlighting the Women's Aid free phone number to encourage women to seek help.